is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guests will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning. Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-a-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbsinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It started out like a totally normal day.
I love you.
I mean, I guess I was a little sweaty and I was definitely sore. I thought I had gas. Turns out I was having a heart attack. Heart disease is the number one killer of American women. So now I take care of myself and tell the other women in my life to do the same. Make it your mission to save your life and the lives of the women you love. Find out more from the American Heart Association at goredforwomen.org.
On Point Talk is a proud sponsor of Go Red for Women and the Central Louisiana American Heart Association. Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Well, y'all, it's Momentum Monday, 7:37, if you're just getting your work week started. It's June the 3rd. Yes, we have ushered in a brand new month, and we hope that your work day is off to a great start. Well, of course, there are no school zones, but we're reminding you every single morning to stay engaged, be vigilant, and make sure that you're watching out for kids that are having, hopefully, a wonderful, wonderful summer vacation. So many of them are out and about on bicycles, on skateboards, on foot. And we want to make sure that each and every one of us watches out for all of them. You know, when we treat other people's kids like our own, I think there's a better result. So make sure that we embrace all of the kids this summer. Make sure that we try to keep them safe. And also, if you've got summer activities that are going on in your community, in your area that you know of, that families can take advantage of to kind of help kids stay off the street, we'd love to hear about it. You can go to our website at www.onpointcxmas.com. Click the entry form and you can connect with us, send us a message, and we're happy to hear about it. Any of your activities that are going on, we love to make sure that we know about them so that we can share them with our listeners. Also want to remind you that as you are going about your day, you just want to make sure that you are staying off the mobile devices. They're creating more and more accidents. There are more and more PSAs that are talking about people that are getting hurt while they're text messaging or answering emails. And so we just want to remind you that if you've got to do it, just pull over to a safe place and make sure that you're keeping yourself safe and others safe. You know, it takes one split second to take your eye off the road and create an accident or cause an accident. We remind you every single morning about the South Traffic Circle, multiple accidents. And so the only way that we can think about it is to stay engaged, keep talking about it, and try to do better. And you know, we always say when you know better, you do better. Well, we all know better, so we're going to do better. Y'all, it's Momentum Monday. I hope that as you're moving forward on this Monday, I know when we peeked outside this morning, it was a beautiful, beautiful morning. Not too humid at all. Nice and cool, crisp morning. A great day to get your work day started. So we want to remind you about that forward movement, that momentum, that impetus, that power that you need to get started. You know what? When we came in this morning, two or three things
happened. You know, there are always things that are vying for your attention, especially on Monday, to make you open up your mouth and say, oh, it's going to be one of those days. Well, I challenge you to open up your mouth and say, you know what? I don't care what happens. I don't care what doesn't come on or what falls off or whatever happens. I expect that today is going to be a momentum Monday. It's 7:40, everybody. You're on point. We've got to take a quick break here, but we'll be back right after this. Your health comes first, and Amerigroup is your first choice. Amerigroup is proud to serve the Bayou Health Program enrollees in Louisiana. Amerigroup is a managed care organization and will help you arrange for you and your family to continue getting the Medicaid and the CHIP benefits you need to stay healthy. Amerigroup offers these benefits through the Louisiana Bayou Health Program. At Amerigroup, the health plans have been helping families like yours across the country since 1996. For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors. And our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Termites are responsible for more than $1 billion of damage in Louisiana alone. Super colonies have been discovered with over 1 million termites, and Little League baseball games have had to be stopped due to swarms. J&J Exterminating, Louisiana's largest independent pest control company with over 50 years' experience, employs more licensed and certified technicians than any other pest control company in the state. And right now, I've got Ryan Weber, biologist and entomology instructor at J&J Exterminating, here to let you know a little bit more.
Randy, termites have insatiable appetite, and people just don't realize how much damage they can cause. J&J is the largest installer of the newest Centricon HD Always Active Colony Elimination System and the largest applicator of Termidor liquid treatment. We study your soil composition and we figure out what's the best treatment for you. And we guarantee all of our work, plus we offer same-day pest control service.
J&J Exterminating today for your inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating! Yeah!
J&J Exterminating is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It started out like a totally normal day.
I love you.
I mean, I guess I was a little sweaty and I was definitely sore. I thought I had gas. Turns out I was having a heart attack. Heart disease is the number one killer of American women. So now I take care of myself and tell the other women in my life to do the same. Make it your mission to save your life and the lives of the women you love. Find out more from the American Heart Association at goredforwomen.org.
On Point Talk is a proud sponsor of Go Red for Women and the Central Louisiana American Heart Association.
Open your mind to a fresh new world of taste at McDonald's. Introducing the spectacular new Premium McWrap, a dazzling fusion of tender, crispy, or grilled chicken and fresh veggies, all wrapped up in three phenomenal flavors: chicken and bacon, chicken and ranch, and sweet chili chicken. It's an astonishing, tasty experience that will pull you in again and again. The irresistible Premium McWrap, a whole new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's 7:45. Today is Momentum Monday, and today is June 3rd. I can't believe it. June is already here. And remember, hurricane season is here as well. Lots happening. But let me just first say that this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for over 60 years. Also, Hixson Automotive Group. They're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, their website, www.hixsonhasit.com. Also, Amerigroup Real Solutions, the real solution in getting the health care that you and your family need. Amerigroup Real Solutions is providing more specialists, more doctors, eye care for your family, plus a whole lot more. Amerigroup Real Solutions, the real solutions in healthcare. Also want to say thank you to Daryl's Auto Service, trusted for more than three decades, serving Central Louisiana and surrounding areas. And we'd like to remind you, as always, if you have any auto repairs, you're unsure, well, the first place to stop is Daryl's Auto Service. Phone number 318-443-5741. And if you're looking for great hair, healthy hair, Be Unique Hair Salon is the place to be. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday by phoning 318-442-7204. I don't know about you, but we had an incredibly relaxing weekend. We're ready to get the week started. And one of the things that I want to talk about as we get our week started, I read this article, and I think it's an article for all who will, all who will. It's called How to Be an Optimist. And the article said that optimistic people have been shown to have healthier hearts, better stress management tendencies, and a lower risk, forget this, stroke, compared to those half empty glasses. In other words, you know how we always talk about the glass being half full or half empty, or the mug, in my case, on Momentum Monday being half full? Well, it is shown that optimistic and positive people have better health tendencies. And one of the things that the article said, and this comes from the author of How to Be Optimistic. His name is David Mezepel. He says, optimism is contagious. And the book is called Contagious Optimism. And he gives some real cool tips that I wanted to share with you this morning as you're getting your morning started. In case you're one of those people that is seeing your glass half full this morning, he said the first thing that you need to have is gratitude. He said it all starts with counting our blessings. And I'm going to tell you, when you look around yourself and you look around and see what other people don't have and what you do have and how you have been blessed to just be here, those things that you think are nothing or you just take for granted, you'll start to want to be more grateful for those things. He says, if you're not grateful for the good things in your life, you'll never be satisfied. The good things, the little things, the things that we just take for granted. And then the next thing he says is to share your stories. He says, I believe that we all have the capacity to live optimistically just by sharing our life's adventures, our successes, and even our failures. Just knowing that others have been in the same boat and have persevered is comforting. And it shares a message of hope. And so this morning, if you're driving in or you're sitting at your office desk and you're thinking, woe is me, you might want to look around at your life or look back at your life and see all of those times that you thought that you just would never come out. You didn't know how it was going to happen, but you know what? Somehow, some way, it always worked out. And anytime I'm feeling down, that's what I'd go back to. I go back to those wells, that cistern, that time when you just didn't know how you were going to make it, didn't know how things would happen, didn't know if they would happen, but somehow they did. And when we share our stories, you know, Christians call those testimonies. Other people call them stories or experiences, but whatever you call them, when you share those with other people, it could be the boost. It could be the momentum that that person needs to make it through the day. And it can also help you and give you the boost that you need to know that, you know what, it's going to work out. And then the next thing that David Messapel says is forgive. It's easier said than done, but we all need to forgive. And until we forgive, we'll never totally be able to move forward. He said to forgive and move on is to reflect on the fact that the past is the past. And sometimes we say, oh, I forgive, but I'm never going to forget. Well, you know what? You have to remember that when you've forgiven, you've put that in the past and let it become the past because it has passed. And so if you're having trouble with that this morning, I would just start to say, just begin to meditate on that source higher than yourself, because sometimes it takes a higher source to forgive than yourself. Many times we would forgive if we could, but there's that inner self that won't allow us to let go. And so you have to look to a higher source of power, a higher being, to help you to forgive, especially when you feel so justified in holding on to that anger or to that hurt. And then you look around and you say, but you just don't know what I'm going through. You just don't know how that person hurt me. And then it becomes a badge for you that you begin to wear about being hurt. And really, when you allow that hurt to permeate and to grow, it really becomes a cancer. And the only person that is hurt is you. It's like drinking poison and hoping the other person dies, but the only person who's dying is you. And Uncle New used to say it, a newism, he would say, you're allowing people to live rent-free in your mind. And so if that's you this morning and that's one of the things that's holding you back, just look to the higher source and say, you know what? I can't, he can, and I'm going to let it. And I'm going to release this thing, because what you'll find about unforgiveness is that it weighs you down like a ton of bricks. And then the next thing that David Messapel says about how to have contagious optimism is to be a good listener. He said, when you listen, you open up your ability to take more knowledge in versus blocking the world of words that are distracting you in those thoughts. He said, so when you start to listen, you start to gain more knowledge. You see, some of us are so busy talking, and you can't wait to tell people that you know, especially when they're saying something, and you want to let them know that you already know. And really what that is, I think that is a way of just trying to show how smart you are. And you do that without even thinking. And so he's saying it's better to simply just listen. Just listen and respect others. Respect others' knowledge. And it's okay for you to just be quiet and radiate good, positive energy. Some of us feel that we've got to be moving our lips to radiate good, positive energy. But the most important thing, DC, is to really listen. And then the next thing he said, and this really hit me, because this is what we talked about on Friday with Real Women, Real Talk. He said, turn envy and jealousy into energy. When we envy others, we're only hurting ourselves. He says the universe doesn't owe you because someone else is better off than you. And I thought, how powerful is that? The world doesn't owe you anything because someone else is doing better than you. And so instead of taking that negative, tear you down energy and saying, well, I know I worked harder. I know I prayed more. I know I went to church more. I know I'm a bigger tither. I know. How did that person super exceed me? Instead of looking at all of those things, he said, turn that into positive energy and do what you can do and stop looking at others and stop thinking that the world owes you. I'm going to tell you that is the biggest pity party that you could ever have with yourself. And we talked about it in such great detail on Friday. And I honor those women again today because with Real Women, Real Talk, every time we come to the round table, everybody has something to give and they give their truth. And I'm telling you, it is not until you give your truth and you say, you know what, I am envious of another. You know, we were talking about Kelly Rowland, who was part of Destiny's Child, and she was talking about in her new album entitled Dirty Laundry, and she put it out there. And this weekend, I was thinking about the conversation that we had on Friday, and I said, what I love about what Kelly did was she talked about her own truth, but she didn't wallow in it. She picked herself up by the bootstraps, and she said, you know what? Beyonce has a gift. And I'm just paraphrasing and just thinking about what she might have said. But God has given me a gift. And sometimes what we do, especially ladies, I think we forget about our own gifts. And we start to hone in and focus on the gifts that God has given others instead of trying to birth and trying to form and formulate our own gift and trying to put that to work. We're so busy looking at others that we really just stand on the sideline of our own lives. And so this morning, if that's you, David Mezepel says, turn that good positive energy into something that works for you. And then the very last thing he says is stop blaming others for your position in life. People blame the economy. He says they blame politicians. They blame their bosses. They blame their spouses. They blame all types of third parties on their problems. And this is what he said, and I hope that this gives you momentum. He said, opportunities are usually found in the valley, not at the peaks. And I was like, wow. I'm going to say it again in case you want to write it down or in case you want to just soak that into your psyche, into your spirit this morning. He said, opportunities are usually found in the valleys, not at the peak. And see, we all want to be at the peak, and nobody wants to be in the valley. But boy, I'm going to tell you, if you're in your valley right now, there are some powerful, powerful lessons to be learned. There are some powerful stories to be told. And I'm going to tell you, when you eke out the valley, when you make it to the peak, boy, you can really appreciate the ebbs and flows of life. Y'all, this is Smart Talk for smart people, and you're on point.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network.
Smart talk for smart people.
Stop pulling your hair out trying to find the perfect bed.
The staff at American Wholesale Mattress has over 40 years combined experience to assist you with that all-important decision. We offer great values like queen pillow top sets, and why wait up to 3 weeks for that Tempur-Pedic to be delivered? At American Wholesale Mattress, we have them in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, everybody can afford one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive, locally owned and serving Sinlaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Have you been surprised to find new fees in your monthly financial statements? Or is your financial institution starting to charge fees for services that used to be free? The members at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union are happy to say no. Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562. That's 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the credit union with heart.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562. That's 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union.
The credit union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop, everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Hey sis, brought you McDonald's new Egg White Delight McMuffin.
Thanks, but I don't do egg whites.
They're freshly grilled.
Tempting, but I'll pass.
Topped with melty white cheddar.
Ooh, that is my favorite.
So take a bite.
I don't do egg whites. Well, okay. I don't do just one bite.
Delicious, game-changing egg whites and white cheddar are now available on every breakfast sandwich, like the bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit.
McDonald's has these freshly grilled egg whites on lock.
It's another new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's 3 minutes after 8 o'clock. Today, of course, is Momentum Monday. It's June 3rd, can you believe? I keep saying it. It just seems like, where is the time going? Well, let me just say that this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by American Wholesale Mattress. If you're not getting the best night's rest, well, American Wholesale Mattress is leading in sleep comfort for more than 20 years. They're located at 717 MacArthur Drive, or you can phone 318-443-9524. Why keep dreaming about sleeping on a great mattress? Stop dreaming about it and be about it at American Wholesale Mattress. Also, the Of Oils Commission of Tourism, stay and play in Of Oils Parish, and McDonald's of Alexandria. We also want to remind you about the Go Red for Women Luncheon. The American Heart Association is announcing the luncheon It's only days away, June 14th. And there is still time to get tickets or tables. Courtney Bratton is the contact person. Her number, 318-794-9621. And I'm going to tell you what. Heart disease is the number one killer of women. And so we try to bring the message of women and heart disease. We try to help women to eat better, live better, and take better care of themselves. It's going to be an incredible luncheon. Ladies, it's a great opportunity to go out and buy a new red dress and just have lunch with a lot of incredible women that will share their stories, their life, and their hope. Also, as we switch gears this morning, you know, I tell you about all of these articles that I read. Well, speaking of things that are troubling people, Michael Douglas came out in the news on yesterday and he opened up about his past diagnosis. Now, you know, he is the actor. He revealed that oral sex, DC, not smoking or drinking, caused the type of throat cancer that he had. Yes, oral sex. Wow. Yeah, that's what I said. Wow. In a candid interview in the UK, the United Kingdom, The Guardian reported that he admitted that the cancer came from the human papilloma virus, HPV. Without wanting to get too specific about this particular cancer, it's caused by HPV, which actually comes from having sex. And so it just, you know, reading the article, you know, it gives you pause because a lot of people are still not really familiar with HPV and the fact that it creates cancer. And we, for the longest time, I thought it was just only in women. But he says, no, that indeed his cancer came from oral sex. And he first assumed it was from, you know, too much drinking, too much smoking, but was confirmed that it is and was the HPV virus. And, you know, as that came out, I said, we need to talk more about it. There have been so many things that have been said about the HPV virus, and I think people really didn't have a good, clear understanding of, and still don't, of what it is and the fact that it can create cancer. And so I thought, what a way to really be candid and talk about his own troubles. And it goes back to the story that I was talking about this morning that David Mezapel talks about. When you tell your story, it gives life to the next story and it can help someone else. And for many people that are entering into relationships with multiple people and doing things of that nature, well, maybe that will give you pause, him coming out and saying, yes, it was oral sex. It wasn't from smoking and drinking. And so I just love the candor that people can have when it comes to telling their truth and putting it out there for the world to know. And so I think it helps to make the difference. And so, you know, it's hard to hear. It was hard to say. And it was even hard to read, but it just is what it is. And he said, yeah, that's what happened. And so in the news, again, talking about cancer, there was another incredible, incredible article that talked about women and cervical cancer. And there is a new simple test that has been started that is helping and has helped 150,000 women in the slums of India, where the disease has really just taken people over. And the reason why I wanted to talk about this particular article this morning and cervical cancer is because every single day we ask women that are 40 years old and older to have mammograms. And what we're not asking women every single day, and maybe we should start, is to ask women to have their pap smear. It is the number one best defense against cervical cancer. And it is available. Many health units, if you are uninsured or underinsured, do those very simple annual tests yearly. And for women in other countries, like India, women are dying at a breakneck pace. And so what scientists found out was that there is a new test. It's a simple vinegar test that could save thousands of lives. It's simple, it's cost-effective, and so many women in other parts of the country don't even know that they need to have a pap smear. And some of the women were so confused and so taken aback that they refused. And then many of them died. And so everyone is suggesting and talking about this article that is saving lives. And so right here in the United States, where we have access, no woman should die of cervical cancer. We should all have our pap smears annually. And I know it's something that we don't like to do, but it is necessary. And you know, these are just little housekeeping notes that I wanted to talk about this morning with our women. You know, we're always so busy taking care of others, getting others to the doctor, making sure. And now in this generation, many of us women my age and older are taking care of their parents. And so as you're taking care of your family and maybe your senior parents and your kids or your grandkids, it doesn't leave a lot of time for self-care. But there are some things that we've got to do on an annual basis, like having a pap smear, having your mammogram done, just basic checks, knowing our numbers, as we're talking about Go Red for Women and women and heart disease being the number one killer of women. If we don't do all of these things, we're going to see a culmination of health problems that could have been circumvented. They could have been prevented if we would have only taken these steps, these just little things that are available. And you know, when you look at other countries like India, where they said the women that cover themselves from head to toe, they didn't even want to uncover their bodies to even think about having a pap smear. To them, that was so foreign that they couldn't even fathom getting that done. And so now there is a movement of doctors who are going in to try to educate these women, to try to help them with this very simple test to help prevent so many women from dying from cervical cancer. And so as you sit here this morning, and as I sit here this morning, I would ask you to make sure that you have these basic things done, like your mammogram. And every single morning we remind you that Christus Cabrini Hospital is offering free mammograms, 100% free for women who are uninsured or underinsured. A lot of women really, really came out and opened up after Angelina Jolie talked about having her breast removed. She didn't have breast cancer, but she had the gene that would certainly, they felt over time, would end in her having breast cancer. And so she had preventative double mastectomy. So she had both of her breasts removed. And there are tests that if you have a family history of breast cancer, there are tests that can be done. And so, but we have to connect with the right people. And it means making those phone calls. It means calling Diane Kitts at 318-487-1122 and asking people those questions that we don't know the answers to and trying to find out. And we say it every single day, knowledge is power. The more knowledge you have, the more information you have, the more powerful you become. 13 minutes after 8 o'clock, it's Momentum Monday. We hope that you're off to a great start. You're on point, everybody.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine, I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie. Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, as part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator, was created to assist small, emerging, minority, and women-owned businesses to become competitive and successful. Here are some of the businesses that they've helped.
Hello, my name is Darlene St. Romain. I am the CEO of Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. Central Louisiana Business Incubator assists my agency with marketing by creating a commercial and a business website. They also assisted with the accreditation of my agency.
I am Fanny Gordon, owner and operator of Fanny Silks and Scents. They help my business to grow. For instance, improve sales tools and product marketing.
I'm Ivyanna Stewart, owner of Soulscapes. I want to take this opportunity to thank the Diversity in Action for acknowledging and actively reaching out to our diversity firms here in Alexandria.
Diversity in Action is a free service for small businesses as a part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator. For more information, call 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107.
Alexandria Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's 19 after 8 o'clock. Today is Momentum Monday, and this segment is sponsored by Southern Heritage Bank. They're an independently owned community bank meeting the financial needs of our community. Also, the City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, Get Wired Satellite. I'm telling you, they've got so many specials going on at Get Wired Satellites. They're giving away iPad 2s. They're giving away discounts on your bills. Plus, they're making sure, and all this, of course, when you qualify, but they're making sure that you get the channels you want and the savings that you desire. Jeremy Clary and his team. You can get HD for life plus so much more. The number to phone, 318-767-2220. Also, like a good neighbor, your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, is serving Rapides Parish and surrounding areas. And with hurricane season here, we're already seeing storms throughout the country. You want to make sure that you're on point. You don't want to think about it. You want to be about it. You want to make sure that you have what you need in the event that there is a storm in our city. The number to phone for more information, 318-487-1881. And we're going to be telling you more about that because, you know, you don't want to wait and say, I coulda, shoulda, or woulda had what I needed. You want to make sure that you have what you need. And I just want to revisit Michael Douglas's information real quick, DC, for those people that are listening. And according to the Oral Cancer Foundation, one tract of HPV known as HPV-16 is known to be linked to oral cancer. It manifests itself in the back regions of the throat and mouth. And so it's just good information. And he said, Douglas said he suffered through toothaches and other oral infections for 9 months before discovering his diagnosis. And I just wanted to point that out because for a long time, 9 months to be precise, he was having some issues in his mouth and didn't know what they were. And, you know, he just kept checking. And then eventually they found what they call was the size of, I think, of a nut in the back of his throat. And that's how he got diagnosed. And so you want to make sure that when you're having any of these problems, yeah, I guess it was a small tumor in the back of his throat. And so they went and biopsied it, and that's how they found it. But, you know, for many of us, we take these things that happen in our bodies for granted, and we don't get them checked. And, you know, it says it was a walnut-sized tumor at the base of his tongue. And when they found it, he had already had stage 4 throat cancer. And so after they biopsied it, they found out. But obviously, he's doing well, and he's had the treatment, and he's getting better. But I guess he just wanted to put that information out there so that people would know. You know, and we say it, I said it, I'm going to keep saying it, knowledge is power. And when you use the knowledge, well, knowledge is potentially powerful. It's only powerful, DC, when you use it. You know, a lot of people have information and they know a lot of things, but they never use it. So really, if you don't use it, it's not powerful. But knowledge has the potential to be powerful when you use it, when you figure out, okay, I've been having a toothache. I've been having some oral infection for 9 months. Okay, might need to get it checked. And if you don't get the right answer from your doctor, choose someone else. Know your body. Know that this is not normal. So I want to switch gears this morning, and I want to talk a little bit about pet peeves. And one of my pet peeves is, and I've said this on the air before, is when you go to the ladies' room and there is no rack for you to put your purse on. That is a huge pet peeve of mine. And lately I have been into some bathrooms, ladies' bathrooms, and, you know, I don't know about men, but, and they haven't been clean. Not only do they not have the rack or the hook for you to put your purse on, but they haven't been clean. And so I was asking DC this morning as we came in, because I like to talk about etiquette. And he walked into the bathroom this morning, a bathroom, and he said, you know, it ticks him off when you walk into the bathroom and somebody's been in and they didn't flush. And so I was wondering before he said that what the etiquette is on flushing. I know it's a gross thing to be talking about in the morning, but it's just true. It's just true.
Well, the bad thing about it is I know exactly what it is.
But okay, you know who it is, but you go in the bathroom, but you could not know who it is.
It's absolutely repugnant.
I knew you were going to say it was repugnant. But what is the etiquette? It's like sometimes when you go into a bathroom and you're going in to take care of your needs, as our junior high school principal would say, go and take care of your needs, and you go in there and somebody didn't flush, do you just go out, DC, and leave it? Or do you go into the other stall like you didn't want anybody to think that you left it in there yourself? So for you, what do you do? Do you flush or do you not flush?
It's not my business.
So what does that mean?
It's the only one that I had to, you know, use it or something like that. But I'm.
So you don't flush. You just kind of leave it?
No, unless if I have to use it, if there's not any other stalls, well, what are you going to do?
Mm-hmm. But if there are other stalls.
You don't want that repugnant behavior to rub off on you. You don't pick up a bad habit from a bad individual.
My goodness. And so I'm just thinking, like, if you're one of those people that goes in the restroom, and I personally, when I go in the restroom, especially a restroom that is used by others, I make for sure that it's clean after I leave out, you know, that I don't throw the toilet paper on the side of the toilet. I put it in the toilet, and I just make sure that it's nice and, you know, it's nice and tidy. And, you know?
Right, I understand. And basically what you have is sometimes you just have real selfish people using community property. You know, they actually think everything centers around them.
You think that's what it is?
Oh, absolutely. Why would somebody go in the restroom and do something like that, knowing that others are going to be coming behind you? They just feel like everything centers around them and theirs.
Wow.
They're just selfish.
I hope not, because,
absolutely.
You know, even if it centers around you and you're the first person.
And if you do that somewhere else, you do that at home.
Wow.
House is probably repugnant.
Well, I would hate to think that you do that at home. Who would go in their bathroom?
The behavior. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. The things that you see people do,
mm-hmm.
that's people who, that's their home training. They do that at home.
Wow.
That's why they come out and do that. You don't see people who take care of their place come out and just damage other folks' stuff. No. That's because they're accustomed to doing that.
Wow. That's, I think that's hard for me to chew on. I hope that that is not true. I hope that that's just a person that just, oh, I hope that's not true.
I bet you the listeners know what I'm talking about. The folks listening understand and appreciate that. Yes, if you see a person acting out in a certain way out in public,
mm-hmm.
it's because that's what they've learned to do at their own property.
Wow. Well, you know what? This morning, I know it just gives me pause. And especially after we come in from the weekend and you just see how people just haven't taken care of other people's property. And I don't know, this morning I think it just particularly just sort of stabbed at me to just really talk about it. You know, when you work in a place where you have public restrooms and you're sharing things with people, I think that if each individual just does their part to keep it clean, to keep it tidy, it makes it, it's just being considerate of the next person coming behind you. You know, it takes literally 30 seconds to just pick up behind yourself, to just leave that space even better than what you found it. You know, and there have been times where I've gone into a stall and someone's just left paper, and I'll just get a napkin and just pick that up and throw it in the trash. But I think that we're becoming a society that we don't respect other people. We don't respect just simple things like the bathroom. You go in the bathroom and you see somebody that's had a bowel movement. I know it's hard to say, but I have to say it, have a bowel movement, and they didn't flush, or they flushed and it didn't go down. You know, just take 10 seconds to make sure that the person coming behind you, you know, is going to have a good, clean, clear way. And then I read this article talking about if you carry a purse, you're essentially toting a bag of bacteria around with you everywhere you go. And one of the things that the article was talking about were hygiene, you know, the initial hygiene and having to put your purse on the floor. Ladies, don't put your purse on the floor. Not even in places that seem to be clean. They're saying that when you put your purse on the floor, it is creating and picking up so many bacteria. And it said you should note that the research was conducted by a cleaning hygiene service. So make sure you're using hand sanitizers. You're using wipes, and we use wipes, and we bring in wipes every single day. You know, to clean your, and this weekend after I read this article, I took my handbags and I just sanitized them, you know, just with a, you know, like a Lysol wipe, just kind of wipe them down and kind of, you know, I never thought about my purse being filled with bacteria. And they said 1/3 of your handbags have fecal bacteria on them. Y'all, fecal bacteria, that is not good. I know it's not a good subject for the morning, but we're all using public bathrooms at some point in the day. And so, ladies, if there's not a hook in the bathroom, I just keep it on my shoulder. I don't even put it down on anything. And I didn't realize that there was so much bacteria that can get on your stuff. And I'm not saying be a germaphobe, but I'm just saying if everybody just did a little something to make sure, and especially those people that, you know, don't wash their hands or don't have good hand washing habits, if we all just do a little bit of something, and DC, I know we're talking, I'm talking about, you were on the phone, I was talking about bowel movements, and, you know, our purses being filled with bacteria just from putting them down and people not washing their hands, and it's hard to talk about in the morning, but this is just a fruit for thought to get your day going, to make sure that when you are using public facilities of any kind, not just restrooms, but any kind, that you make sure that even if you don't have these good habits at home, you know that there's so many people that are coming behind you with so many germs. If you just take 30 seconds, 20 seconds to make sure that the place is nice and tidy for the next person, I'm telling you, I think it's going to make all the difference in the world, and we can do it. And ladies, I've never been into really been into the men's restrooms or whatever, but we seem to have the worst problems, and keeping our restrooms clean, we can do better. We know better. We can do better. And DC, I'm not believing what DC said. I'm believing we have better habits than that. So let's display those good habits. You're on point, everybody. And this is the official OPT Network. Your health comes first, and Amerigroup is your first choice. Amerigroup is proud to serve the Bayou Health Program enrollees in Louisiana. Amerigroup is a managed care organization and will help you arrange for you and your family to continue getting the Medicaid and LACHIP benefits you need to stay healthy. Amerigroup offers these benefits through the Louisiana Bayou Health Program. At Amerigroup, the health plans have been helping families like yours across the country since 1996. For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Termites are responsible for more than $1 billion of damage in Louisiana alone. Super colonies have been discovered with over 1 million termites, and Little League baseball games have had to be stopped due to swarms. J&J Exterminating, Louisiana's largest independent pest control company with over 50 years experience, employs more licensed and certified technicians than any other pest control company in the state. And right now I've got Ryan Weber, biologist and entomology instructor at J&J Exterminating, here to let you know a little bit more.
Randy, termites have insatiable appetite, and people just don't realize how much damage they can cause. J&J is the largest installer of the newest Centricon HD Always Active Colony Elimination System and the largest applicator of Termidor liquid treatment. We study your soil composition and we figure out what's the best treatment for you. And we guarantee all of our work, plus we offer same-day pest control service.
J&J Exterminating today for your inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
J&J Exterminating is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Hey sis, brought you McDonald's new Egg White Delight McMuffin.
Thanks, but I don't do egg whites.
They're freshly grilled.
Tempting, but I'll pass.
Topped with melty white cheddar.
Ooh, that is my favorite.
So take a bite.
I don't do egg whites. Well, okay. I don't do just one bite.
Delicious, game-changing egg whites and white cheddar are now available on every breakfast sandwich, like the bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit.
McDonald's has these freshly grilled egg whites on lock.
It's another new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Smart talk for smart people.
Stop pulling your hair out trying to find the perfect bed. The staff at American Wholesale Mattress has over 40 years combined experience to assist you with that all-important decision. We offer great values like queen pillow top sets, and why wait up to 3 weeks for that Tempur-Pedic to be delivered? At American Wholesale Mattress, we have them in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, everybody can afford one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive, locally owned and serving Cinelaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Have you been surprised to find new fees in your monthly financial statements? Or is your financial institution starting to charge fees for services that used to be free? The members at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union are happy to say no. Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562. That's 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the credit union with heart.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562. That's 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop. where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Open your mind to a fresh new world of taste at McDonald's. Introducing the spectacular new Premium McWrap, a dazzling fusion of tender, crispy, or grilled chicken and fresh veggies, all wrapped up in three phenomenal flavors: chicken and bacon, chicken and ranch, and sweet chili chicken. It's an astonishing, tasty experience that will pull you in again and again. The irresistible Premium McWrap, a whole new way to love McDonald's. Participate in McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Welcome back, everybody, to On Point Talk. This is the official OPT Network. And this segment of the OPT is sponsored by J&J Exterminating. J&J Exterminating is Louisiana's largest independently owned pest control firm, offering effective pest control services, not only for your home, but for your business. And y'all, it's that time of the year. It's getting hot. Things are coming out of the ground. They're coming up. And we need to make sure that you're on point with J&J Exterminating. And here's how you get a free consultation. 318-448-4000. 318-448-4000. They're located at 526 MacArthur Drive right here in Alexandria. Also, Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Ray Hyde, they remove your doubts with state-of-the-art technology. And McDonald's of Pineville. Now, you would not believe the text messages that we got about this conversation about my pet peeve, and I think also DC's pet peeve, of what do you do when you have a situation? Well, a lot of people said, I'm dreaming. And I asked DC, I said, I don't believe that any person that doesn't flush in public, I don't believe that they do that at home. And you said, as a text messenger said, that I'm dreaming. And you said that why?
Because that's what people do.
But you usually take better care of your home.
Now, you would think that. You would think that a person would take better care of their home. But you handle other folks' stuff the same way that you handle your stuff. So if you're doing that here, you're doing that at home.
Wow. And then so we decided to take it a step further because DC is not what I call, you're not a germaphobe, but you like things nice and neat.
Nice and neat.
And then there
and
was
clean.
And clean.
Cleanliness is next to godliness.
Cleanliness.
No, I like it clean.
He likes it clean.
That's why I have to spray it down every time I come in here in the morning.
And you like it smelling good.
Absolutely.
And then so then
wipe it down, spray it down.
Wipe it down, spray it down. Wipe. Okay, and so the next issue was this. How do you tell someone at work or that you're coming in contact on a regular basis? How do you tell that person that they don't smell good or that they actually smell bad? And believe it or not, Google's got something for that.
Well, I have something for it too.
How do you do it?
I come in and wipe it down and spray it down. Basically, if they can't pick it up then and they continue to funk the place up, then I just spray more and wipe down more. But I'm not going to be overtaken by somebody else's body odor.
Wow.
I'm just not going to do it.
Well, this is what the experts say. They say when you're considering, because, see, I don't know that I could personally do that.
What I do?
Yeah, spray it down.
What I do, just come in and just take it over?
Yeah.
Yeah, clean it up,
yes.
Wipe it down, spray it
in
down.
In front of everybody.
Right, just get the repugnant, and then basically a lot of times it just walks out of the building.
Okay.
The smell.
The smell.
Because a lot of times that body odor stays with you.
You know, I sometimes...
Once the person that is smelling like that walks out, it lingers behind a little bit, but after I wipe it down, it goes away.
But I think that sometimes people are not aware of their body odor. Now, I know that could be naive, but sometimes people get accustomed to the way that they smell.
Well, wow. Well, who wants to get accustomed to smelling like that? That is more repugnant than the first thing. That is absolutely repugnant.
We say that's more repugnant.
You become immune to your own stench.
But can you buy that?
You're repugnant. You're walking around repugnant.
Oh, I wish I could see his face as he is saying that word.
Well, you need to hear my mama talk about somebody like that.
Well, this is what the experts say. And I just threw that in as a little caveat that sometimes the way that you smell, you just kind of get immune to it. But then, you know, you're supposed to be able to detect your own body odor. I know that I do before anybody else can.
Absolutely.
I mean, you should be able to know if you're smelling fresh or not. And so the experts say when considering how to tell someone that they smell, that they have a smell, especially in the workplace, they said, don't address the issue in front of others, even where others can overhear or see you doing it. So they say, like, go ahead and pull that person to the side. And then they say, don't assume that you know what the underlying issue is. And I think that's important because there could be an underlying issue to why a person smells the way that they do.
Well, yes, it is. And in this case, it is an issue. And it's just one of those deals where a person's just not taking care of their situation properly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in other words, if you know you have a situation, don't just walk around with your situation smelling bad. Take care of your situation to where you keep it nice and tidy.
Well, maybe is there a way to take care of your situation? Maybe.
Well, not if you're trifling. You know, some people are just trifling and repugnant.
Oh, my goodness. That's an old word. Trifling.
And repugnant.
Okay. Well.
No gumption.
So.
About hygiene.
But, you know, growing
that's
up.
That's another good word, too.
Gumption.
No gumption. About hygiene.
And then
just
some
go
people.
Just go around smelling any kind of way.
But some people have body odor that, I mean, we have known people in the past that have had body odor where they're just the musk. And they just. I don't know if they could contain it or if it was just a natural musky smell that they had.
Right. Some people have a, what should I call it? I don't want to use the right word.
Medical problem?
Right. A medical defect.
A medical defect.
That causes them to smell that way, and they have to take extra precautions to make sure that they're not walking around smelling like a funk box.
Right. Oh, do you see? That's mean. Well, let's not
wipe it down, spray it down.
Let's make sure that you don't pull the people aside. Let's make sure that I am a person who, you know.
FD.
And then they said, now get this, because this is important. The experts say, don't make it about you. This is not a personal issue. For you personally.
I agree. It's not about me, but it is about me once I come in and have to take over and got other folks coming in.
Right.
It becomes about me and my institution.
And then
I can't allow folk to walk in smelling like a church hog has been in here.
D.C. Okay.
A church hog.
And then it says, and you should take a page from this. Don't be confrontational, judgmental, or critical. Now, you need that. Don't be confrontational, judgmental,
or
critical.
That's just my way. I confront the situation head on.
Right.
That's just how I'm
going
to do
it. And a lot of people just cannot do that.
Some of that advice I don't take. You know, all the advice I hear, I don't take all of it. Because, shucks, I like being confrontational sometimes.
Well, and some people do.
I just like to dive right in, you know. Hit it head on. Because
like,
I can back it up.
It's like the newism says. I'll use the newism. You take it buffet style. You take the parts of the advice that you want.
Right.
And then you leave the rest. But I'm going to tell you, there's nothing worse than having to work in an environment where somebody's body odor is not good. And I have dealt in situations at other jobs as well where one lady came to me. I'm the leader or the manager at the time. And she says that there is a lady, and I cannot even use the words. that she used to describe the way that this lady smelled. And it had to do with intercourse. And yes, it was bad. And she said, if you don't tell her, I'm going to tell her, because I will not work in that kind of environment. So for all who are working with others, unless you're working at home or you're working in your own place, it's just good to make sure that you keep yourself nice and fresh and that you're considerate of others. And the experts also say, DC, not to hint. While it is important to avoid attacking the person,
right,
you also want them to get your point without having to guess.
If they don't get it now, I don't know when they'll get it.
Oh.
Ooh, please get the message. Pimping ain't easy.
Oh, my goodness. Everybody, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD.
In HD.
That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning
high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition
with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action Program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I have a name. It's not
Occupant.
Or 38.
Nine?
I'm a person, not a number.
And sometimes...
I need to talk to someone who's listening to me.
There are 24 hours in my day. I want a company...
to be there when I need them.
At State Farm, we get to know you and know how you want to be treated. Like a real person with real concerns.
Finally! My kind of insurance company.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. This is the official OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital, caring for our community with state-of-the-art technology. Also, the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, dedicated to excellence, Davis One Stop. If you're traveling north or south, Davis One Stop is in the heart of Cheneyville, right there on Highway 71. Also, Walker Automotive Group there. They've been around since 1919. When others won't, Walker will. Also, Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Darlene St. Romain and her team can be reached in Bunkie at 318-346-2540 or in Opelousas at 337-942-9939. What are you telling me? Also, like a good neighbor, your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf, is serving Avoyelles Parish. The number to phone, 318-346-6695. Well, y'all, who knew on this Momentum Monday that people would get such momentum, so many text messages and phone calls about this issue, about how to tell people that they just don't smell good. DC's, he's on this word repugnant this morning, and that means really, really, I mean, disgusting, lower than low. I mean, really bad. And so, you know, a lot of people have said, you know, I feel you, and I have experienced that, and I was wondering the same thing. One listener called in and said, I had it so bad that I wondered, I had to step outside to get away from the smell, and I said to myself, just like what I had said, have they become immune to the smell? And for many people, that's hard for us to fathom. It's hard for us to consider. But the fact of the matter is, it's really, really true. Now, this is what the experts say that you can do. You can tell the offender and not anyone else. So in other words, don't gossip about it. Go straight to the person. Find an environment for good, casual privacy to talk about it. Be informative. Then take a stance that you are providing them with information that they need to know. Now, y'all, for me, this has got to be the most humiliating thing that you would have to do with anybody. Who wants to tell a full-grown adult person that they have body odor? Who wants to do that? But you know what? There are people that have to do it. And so this morning... DC is cutting up so bad. So this morning, just to give you momentum, I hope that you'll check yourself. Because, it starts with each of us. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to check myself. And if you check yourself and each individual checks themselves, then you know what? Yeah. Nobody has to tell anybody anything. What do you want? DC, y'all, it's Momentum Monday. And this is my theme song. I love it. I hope that you have not a pocket full of bowel this morning, but a pocket full of sunshine. Y'all, it's Momentum Monday. My goodness. Thank you so much for listening. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. We love you. God loves you more than that. Have a great and a safe and a momentous Monday, and God willing, we'll see you right back here on Tuesday. You've been
in On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time. We invite you to join us Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on KAYT FM 88.1 or log on to